T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest today is none other than Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryant. How are you doing today, sir?
Wonderfully well. Good day to you.
You know, you come in here often. I think the first time we had you in here, you were coming in as the new leader of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. How's that going?
Wonderfully well. All of my expectations have been exceeded. This is the dream job of a lifetime, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
You've done some things since you've been there. What have you been there? Only half a year.
Half a year,
and
yes.
We've seen you get persons in jail, out of jail.
Yes.
We've seen you do so many things in the community.
Yes.
When we hear people responding to some of that stuff on social media, they say, he's come into our city, done more for our city than folks who have had leadership positions in 30 to 40 years. What do you say to that?
I don't know what anybody else is doing. I'm just grateful for the privilege to be able to serve. There are a whole lot of people who are doing the work. And my dad taught me a long time ago that exposure does not equate to leadership. So there are people who are serving day in and day out in the communities of Atlanta who are never on the news, never in the paper, never on the radio, but it doesn't mean they're not doing the work.
Let's talk about exposure, leadership, always in the news, always in the papers.
Yes.
President Donald Trump, when I say that name, what does it mean to you?
Embarrassment. Mm. It is, Cornel West said, Donald Trump is the president America deserves. Is that we've never dealt with our racism or our racist policy or white privilege. And now we have it right there on our face, and we've got to see whether America's going to embrace it or really dismantle it.
So you're saying he is indeed a racist?
Oh, absolutely. Undeniably. When you would consider the strategic moves that he has made in terms of incarceration of children, how it is that he has made pledges to HBCUs and not honored them. He put Ben Carson over HUD, who has absolutely no housing experience. Betty DeVos over education, and she's an enemy to public schools. So all of those positions are reflective that this is not a man that really believes in liberty and justice for all.
When we talked to you, you were coming to Atlanta from the city of Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Now, how long were you in Baltimore?
My whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of going away to school to come here to Morehouse and then grad school at Duke, my entire life has been in Baltimore. And so when I was awakened to the tweets from the president calling it a rat infested place where nobody wants to live, 750,000 people are outraged who still live there. But there's so many more who are offended and insulted.
The president says that the people of Baltimore are living in hell.
Yes.
Your response?
If we're living in hell, then he is Satan. Because he is creating the atmosphere to make it not livable. When you can't find any affordable housing, there's a tax for entrepreneurs who are trying to get ahead, where you can't get access to capital to start businesses, where you've got over 8,000 abandoned homes, when five out of 10 who start the ninth grade will never get to 12th grade. He's overseeing that, and he has a responsibility not just to be the president of West Palm Beach, Florida, but also to be the president of Baltimore.
Reactionary president, which you call him, one who he's been characterized as one who lobs responses at people by attacking them.
Yes. What we're seeing is the offshoot of the show Grown-ish. We see a little boy trapped in a grown man's body who has responsibilities that he can't handle. And it's not just the president, but so many immature adults who lash out. The real sign of maturity is that you don't react, but you learn how to respond.
You're defending your city.
Yes.
It means a lot to you, the city of Baltimore.
Yes.
You're no longer there, but the people.
Yes.
What do they mean to you?
My mother lives there. My father lives there. My children live there. The 10,000 people that I pastor still live there. And so Baltimore really is a microcosm of every major urban center. So that would include places like Atlanta. Wherever there's a black or brown people, you'll see that President Trump exposes his ire. This week it was Representative Cummings and Reverend Al Sharpton. Last week it was the squad, four black freshman representative women who are doing their best to really hold up the lamplight of equality, find themselves on the brunt end of Donald Trump's attacks.
What do you think is the remedy to such division?
Yes.
What's the remedy?
The remedy is registering people to vote. None of us can be backseat quarterbacks, but we've got to get in the game. This week, over 20 different representatives have extended themselves to run for president. Find somebody. I'm not endorsing any of them at this hour. I would just say at this moment, anybody but Donald Trump. But I think that we've got to exercise our vote, and especially right here in Atlanta, the incubator and the nest egg of civil rights. Our voter turnout has got to be outstanding in this next election cycle.
You're gathering all of these shoes, 3,000 pairs of shoes?
Yes.
How'd you get all those shoes?
We set out to collect 2,000 pairs of shoes for the month of July for deserving, underserved students in Atlanta. And now we're up to 4,000.
Wow.
We've doubled what it is that we asked. And I've got to give high commendation to the amazing, compassionate people of New Birth who donated it. No big firms, no big agencies, no corporate partnerships, but everyday hardworking people who understand the Negro spiritual, if I can help somebody as I pass along. And so I'm excited to be able to serve such a big-hearted people who have a mind for the children of Atlanta.
What are you going to do with them?
We already have 3,400 young people pre-registered for Saturday. We're going to give them out to all different sizes, and we're not going to stop until every child has shoes to go back to school in. It is my contention. Children don't get bullied because of backpacks, because of notebooks, because of rulers, or because of glue, but because of shoes. Hashtag, what are those? And so we want them to go back to school on Monday with a sense of pride and self-confidence that here is a church that has not forgotten them, but has made an investment in their future.
And if someone needs that from you, what
yes.
should they do?
They should go to newbirth.org and register right now to be a part of the waiting list. Great numbers of young people who are expanding far beyond DeKalb County, now into Henry County and the Gwinnett County, are trying to get in on it. And we want to be able to serve as many as we can, but we want to do so with responsibility. So we ask that you would please register for the waiting list, but now we're at capacity.
New Birth Missionary Baptist Church Pastor Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryant, sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.